This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Focus or refocus your attention, please. This, you might say it a little more authoritatively, Doug, like this is the DJV program with Her Eminence, Jennifer Horn, Her Excellence, Victoria Keelan, and let's see, what can I use as a superlative for Kara? I used up Eminence and Excellence, so what can
we
use? Your Honor, Kara Schillen. That All Rise show is a good show. You should watch that if you haven't seen it. Speaking of Your Honor, we have honor here. There are no thieves. Honor among good people. That's what we have here on the DJV program. So, Jennifer, you have a recap of some of the things going on with some people that are not so good, as it turns out. There are good guys and bad guys in this scenario.
And good and bad, very gray when you get to Washington, D.C.
Yes, it is, yes.
But today will be the third public day of hearings into the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Who is testifying, you may ask? Well, Jennifer Williams, who is an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will be up first, along with Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a National Security Council aide. Then this afternoon, I think just after noontime on the East Coast, Kurt Volker, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, will testify along with Tim Morrison, a National Security Council aide. Expect there to be a lot of theatrics. There were some witnesses that Republicans feel are being held back over the weekend, and so this will be an opportunity for some of the stars, like Elise Stefanik from the Republican side, and Jim Jordan to push Adam Schiff to get those transcripts released to the public and also call those witnesses on behalf of Republicans and the president. Today, we will hear for the first time from people who are actually on the phone call with President Trump and Zelensky. So far, none of the people we've heard from publicly have been on that call. Vindman, Alexander Vindman, Jennifer Williams, and Tim Morrison were all actually on the call that President Trump calls. The perfect call. And
that's good.
Some will take issue with what the president said. Some won't. Expect the morning to kind of go in favor of the Democrats. Jennifer Williams and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman all seem to kind of back up their claim, where Kurt Volker and Tim Morrison seem to back up the claim of the president. So day three will continue. And, of course, everybody will be watching those ratings to see if Democrats are moving the needle at all in independent support, particularly of impeachments.
Speaking of moving the needle, there are a lot of people who hope that former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg runs. He has been the center of controversy for a few days because somebody came back up with a focus on that stop and frisk policy, and he has apologized for it. He said, quote, "I was wrong. I'm sorry." He said his would he have said anything had he not been really serious about getting on to the ballot?
I don't know, and that's been the criticism so far, is this too little too late?
Well, but why is it, under the circumstances, he said he got something that was important really wrong, but there were a lot of things going on in New York that required immediate attention. And so whether this was good or bad for the black and Latino communities, he said he was focused on saving lives, and to a point,
the problem,
worked.
Though, is it's not, it didn't, Doug. Saving lives, these are kids who were jumping turnstiles. No one's life was in danger. This was
how it was interpreted, how it was used, is something different other than the desire.
As a New Yorker, this was horrible. And I would still vote for him, but this was a horrible policy.
I'm glad he did say it. Yeah.
Right. I know. I'm glad he did say it. But a lot of people, he said he was in a black church when he said this, when he apologized. A lot of people see see this as just a political move and insincere, some people say. It's, I don't know. He had a lot of time. He's had a lot of time to address this issue, but now he's addressing it because he's running. But this was literally de Blasio won on one issue, and it was stop and frisk because he has a black son. This negatively affected black and Latinos so much more. White kids were almost never stopped, and these kids were stopped for no reason, jumping turnstiles, sometimes not even doing that, just being searched if they had a backpack. It was horrible. I've seen it in action. I've been on the subway. I saw it a million times. I never saw white kids get pulled over by the cops. It was always black or Latino kids. This was a terrible, terrible policy.
That happens all across our country, unfortunately. I don't have to be
right, but he's the one who I'm just saying, like, he's the one who started it, and it's now illegal, and you know, and that's one good thing that de Blasio did do. That was the first thing he did. He stopped it first, you know, day one. But this was a big mistake that he made.
Well, there are a lot of this focus continues to be national, international, not just on Bloomberg, but the whole issue of racism. And this is an example of something that went, something that had perhaps good intentions attached to it, but it went awry because it was not properly, they weren't trained properly, they didn't have the right attitude. But it just brings back to the surface something that I guess we think about or talk about almost every day here. I'm looking at a screaming headline in my local newspaper that I saw last night when I got home. There's a lot of focus on hate speech in the Framingham public schools because there's been, not only in the schools, but some activities that youngsters are involved in. I may have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when it first hit the sort of fan. The youth football coaches and youth baseball coaches had been texting racial messages. And apparently it's the latest in a series of bigoted actions that are taking place here among certain people. We have a very diverse community here. This is one of the communities in the country that is noted for its diversity. It's one of the things I appreciate about growing up in this town and going off to school. I didn't have the same sort of bizarre bigotry that some of my friends who just had grown up in Ohio had, and that I went to school in Ohio, so it sort of, I clashed with them for a little bit. I don't know if I clashed, I didn't pay attention to the same things that they paid attention to. So now here, a lot of local ministers and people that are in the public eye are signing on to this script to deplore and stop this hate speech that's going on. Anyway, the three Framingham youth football coaches were removed. And the fellow who runs it, who happened to be a friend of mine, has left. He was the president of the organization. He had nothing to do with the tweets, but he felt it was best if he left the position. And it's too bad because he loves the school, he loves sports, he loves these kids. But he just felt it was time for, I guess, some new management because he had hired these people. So this is a statement that was made by this group, quote, "We commit ourselves to speaking out against racism, homophobia, and sexism when we see it. And it's about being part of creating a different society where each person is treated with respect." I think that's a pretty, I think most people can agree with that, don't you think? This is a Framingham Interfaith Commission that came out. Don't we all kind of,
isn't that how we're supposed to
sign on to that?
So, yeah.
It gets to be, doesn't it, though?
But it should be common sense, and that's the problem, is that this shouldn't have to be regulated, because then someone gets to determine what is appropriate and what's not, and that's dangerous in and of itself.
Well, yeah, I don't want somebody speaking for me, telling me what's appropriate. I want to know, because of my own experience or my own intelligence, what is appropriate and what isn't. And any of these things, I think we've gotten to a point where we may be going overboard a little bit in some circumstances, but there's always a back, you know, the pendulum swings one way when we didn't have enough focus on this, and then it swings another way when we have too much focus on it. Someplace we'll find, somewhere between those two points, we'll find something that's a comfort zone. But I say it's a focus here now because we've become like a lot of other community. You've grown fast. A lot of people have come in. I just never, this was not an issue for me growing up. Never was, being around people who were different. And maybe that's why I have the attitude today that I do. 16 past the hour on the DJV program. Here's something I also have a great attitude toward, and that's you looking your best, feeling good about how you look. And it starts with you examining your smile. Smile, and the world smiles with you. And that could be because they like the way your smile looks. White teeth, neat. You want to have white teeth. Most people, you think about it, there are all kinds of... I saw an ad on TV last night for this toothpaste. Oh, they have a big thing on the board, and they check off this and check off that. This is how this works. No, you don't want to put abrasive stuff on your teeth because it eats away at the enamel. You want to do this the safe, positive, natural way. You don't want to use strips and trays and all that stuff. Listen, I can say whatever I want. You have to try this and see for yourself whether it works. This product rehydrates the enamel. There's no sensitivity attached to it. There's no mess. And you'll have visible results in less than 5 minutes. I'm talking about this is almost a decade now. Power swabs have been a focus of mine. Here's a doctor, a dentist, who said, I found it to be a very effective way to reduce and eliminate the sensitivity during the procedure. I don't know of any other product on the market that has the benefit of power swabs. And they'll give you a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. You have 30-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. If you're not happy with power swabs for any reason, simply send them back in 30 days for a full refund. There you go. And you don't have to pay for shipping. So let's introduce you to power swabs by sending you to this phone number called 800-208-1797. Get the bright smile that you want. Get the holiday smile. That's what you want, a holiday smile for all the parties and fun you're going to have. 800-208-1797. Mention the DJV program or my name, and you'll get 40% off plus an additional $10 off the price of the power swabs plus a free quick stick. All that at 800-208-1797. Call that number now while you're thinking about it for the brightest smile of the season, 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of 6 were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to Habitat for Humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With power swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, power swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try power swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick, call for power swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Millennials love the Beatles. Right, Kara? Love me do.
I think based on how many people saw the movie yesterday, I would agree that a lot of people like the Beatles.
I didn't ever see that. I want to see that. I've not had a chance to see
it. It is so adorable.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Right. Photographer Terry O'Neill, who worked with the Beatles and the Stones, countless other icons of the 60s, has passed away at the age of 81. He was an aspiring jazz drummer when he found his way to photography. One of his earliest jobs was as a staff photographer for the tabloid The Daily Sketch. And because of his age at the time and his background as a musician, he was given the job to take some very early portraits of Les Beatles. He said to go down to Abbey Road, take a few portraits of this band. I didn't know how to work with a group, but because I was a musician myself, youngest on staff by a decade, I was always the one that they'd ask. I took the four young lads outside for better light. That portrait ran in the papers the next day, and the paper sold out. Not long after that, O'Neill was enlisted to photograph the Stones and soon became one of the most important chroniclers of celebrity culture during the swinging 60s. He shot celebrities like Audrey Hepburn, Elizabeth Taylor, Tom Jones, Frank Sinatra, Michael Caine. He also took photos for various James Bond films with Sean Connery and Roger Moore. In 1977, he took one of his most famous portraits, his then-girlfriend Faye Dunaway, slumped in a chair, poolside, surrounded by newspapers, staring at the Oscar she'd won the night before. Excuse me for being a network.
Did you ever see this picture? Is this one that you know of?
I don't know that picture, but I know the movie. Yeah. He was one of David Bowie's go-to photographers, calling Bowie my creative muse. One of O'Neill's other favorite subjects was Elton John, whom he spent several decades chasing around getting pictures. He shot John during his legendary two-night Dodger Stadium series back in 75. Most recently shot the portrait that appears in the cover of Elton John's new memoir, Me. On Twitter, Elton, in fact, paid tribute to Mr. O'Neill, writing, "Terry took the most iconic photographs of me all through the years, completely capturing my moods. He was brilliant, funny, and I loved his company. a real character who has passed on. Rest in peace, you wonderful man. That's quite a tribute, isn't it?
Well, for Elton John, he doesn't throw a lot of compliments around.
No, he doesn't. No.
He must really have liked him.
26 after the hour now is our musical focus for this hour continues on the DJB show. Here's, speaking of the Beatles, McCartney's still at it big time. It's been announced he's going to headline Glastonbury next year, their 50th year. He teased the headlining slot with a visual pun of Philip Glass, Emma Stone, and Chuck Berry before he and Glastonbury organizers confirmed the news. The festival runs in June from the 24th to the 28th. 135,000 tickets sold within an hour when they went on sale last month. That's quite an accomplishment. McCartney headlined in 2004, is the second artist confirmed for next year's lineup after Diana Ross. He's expected to perform a mix of Beatles classics along with his Wings and his newer solo material. So something to look forward to. I actually would like to go to this sometime. It's at a time of year when I really can't travel well because of all the activity on my farm, but I would like to. I was in Glastonbury a couple of years ago. What a fabulous energy.
I think Doug would have to get a VIP pass so he wouldn't be stuck camping out in the mud.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah. No, but it's very, you guys would love it. It's just a kind of a
Doug.
Remember the shots of, I was there at Halloween, and the shots I took of the there was a big parade. So very cool. Good for McCartney. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today, as Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was among administration officials listening in on President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president last July. Allegations are Trump pushed the Ukrainian leader to investigate former VP Joe Biden, and that's at the heart of the impeachment probe. A book written by an anonymous author who claims to be a senior Trump administration official comes out today. A warning is billed as a close look at the dark underside of the administration. Police in Fresno, California, still looking for suspects in the shootings at a football watch party on Sunday evening. Police say at least two suspects entered the backyard and started shooting, killing four people and wounding six others. This is USA Radio News.
Atrantil.
Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieved their symptoms, and it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable. But the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turned my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer. Or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil!
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The universe. Time is 34 after the hour. We can't start at 33 past the hour, and we better not start at 35 past the hour. Those people who are late to the game, shame on them for not being here on time. We run a tight ship here on the DJV program. Right, Victoria?
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Victoria, Keelan, Kara Schillen on board here. Deforestation of Brazil's Amazon rainforest, one of your favorite, not favorite, one of the most important things for you. I know we talk about this a lot.
It's important for a lot of people, including the planet.
Yeah, right. So you have some stats on the rainforest and what it's lost in the past year or so. This is kind of discouraging, actually.
It is,
look
yeah.
At the numbers.
Well, it just shows that within, you know, and essentially, I guess we should probably give some stats. It's the deforestation of the Amazon has increased by basically 30% in the last year. That's a massive uptick. That's the highest rate change since 2008. So you ask, okay, well, what's different then? Every other president, except for this current one, Bolsonaro, every other president before him has actually worked regardless of which side of the aisle or whatever, you know, whatever their other policies were, all of them have had one thing in common, and that they have actually worked towards protecting the Amazon. It's the largest rainforest in the world. It's a vital carbon store. It absorbs so much of the carbon that is produced by, you know, fossil fuels and humans and pollution and things like that. And so every other president has actually worked to manage that and to you know, keep it healthy and alive. And this guy has just come in and decimated it. We see the difference there. He's been in office a year, and it's gone up 30% of deforestation. So, you know, I don't know. I guess it just shows the danger of what one single administration can do in any country, really, in any government. Yeah. And it's,
well,
you know,
let's follow that. Let's think about that as it applies to Brexit.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too.
I was talking to somebody on the plane. Yes, I don't know how we got off onto this conversation about the similarity. Oh, no, you know, it wasn't on the plane. I had dinner with Uri Geller, my friend, in Malibu on Sunday night. And we were talking about Boris Johnson, and we were talking about what was going on with Brexit, because he has a lot of property. He used to live in England, lived there for a long time, and now lives in Israel. But he is very careful about what's going on, and watches what's what and who's who. And so this thing, he refers to him as a bumbler. I think a lot of people have used lots of different adjectives to describe him. And whether it's just about him, the consequences for Brexit not being fixed are a myriad, and not just when it comes to England. I mean, this has ripple effects all over the world, actually speaking.
Every world economy.
So where are we with this now, do you know?
So the latest update is tonight. Now, they're 5 hours ahead of us, so starting their local time tonight, it will be the first televised debate. That they have a new election coming up. And so this is going, the debate is between the Labour Party, that's Jeremy Corbyn, that's what they call the opposition party, and the Conservative Party, that's Boris Johnson. So he's got the majority right now. So the two of them will go head-to-head on this debate. They will talk about their plans for Brexit. We're hoping, people watching this are hoping to finally get some sort of economic plan out of Boris Johnson. He still has not said what he's going to do. There are so many things that are involved, and like you said, the ripple effect, he has made it pretty clear he does not care about the Irish border. That's not sitting well with a lot of people in England and in Ireland.
Nor should it. Doesn't make
right?
any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And so he also has, now his newest thing is he said he wants to have an Australian-style immigration system. And so he's put out, because this is the first time he's actually really defined what his immigration system will look like. Yeah. And so he says that he wants to do it, he called it, quote, an Australian-style points-based immigration system. That's what he wants to do. And now,
how does that work? Do you know how that works?
You get certain number of points for various things,
a
like your level of education. It's a scoring system.
Okay,
yeah.
Not a bad idea, actually.
Apparently, that's how Australia does it, but I think Australia also has maybe a lottery or something else where, you know, you can have skills. Maybe you're not that well educated, but you have certain skills, labor skills or things like that. So I think he's taking a very simplistic kind of view to it, and it's appeasing some people on the conservative side who don't want any open borders, and then on the other side of the aisle, they're saying that it's just going to be completely unfair. So that we'll probably hear about that, those two, you know, the sides of the immigration tonight during the debate. And then there, the other thing is the Liberal Democrat leader, Jo Swinson, she actually wanted to be a part of this debate and went even all the way up through the courts to try to have a platform there. And for whatever reason, she was denied. So we're only going to hear from the Labour Party and the Conservatives. And now the other thing that's kind of interesting, all of the other parties, and there are a lot of them, there's the Green Party and then the Liberal Democrats, and the names go on and on, the Scottish National Party. All of those other groups have now decided to band together instead of going against each other. They're going to band together so that whatever happens with the vote, it won't be split, so that they'll actually have a real say in what happens. not surprising, there's a big Remain, hashtag Remain movement happening. And a lot of these other parties are coming together and now saying, you know what, forget Brexit altogether. The British people have spoken, and they've had hundreds of thousands of people protesting, saying that they want to stay in the EU now. So I think that we're still not anywhere closer to a resolution, and I think the EU has extended the deadline to the end of January. And if this election moves forward and if Brexit moves forward, I would not be surprised at all if we don't see another extension beyond the end of January until all these things get worked out, or if they come up with a new immigration system that people can agree on and then they don't need to leave the EU. And that's another possibility. So it looks like the Remain, that what they're just calling that hashtag Remain, it looks like that movement, though, is definitely gaining some momentum.
All right, so as long as we're viewing things happening around the world, there certainly has been a lot of focus the last week or 10 days on Venice and the flood.
Yeah.
There was a high tide, and this is, I think, the second or third time the city is underwater again because 5 feet? I think it's 5 feet over flood stage or something. So the shops, the restaurants, the hotels, many of them around St. Mark's Square are closed because of this, and a lot of the tourists there don't like it because they can't explore those streets unless they wear boots. So this is the second or third time this has happened in the last week or 10 days. Flooding damage, hundreds of millions of dollars, according to the mayor. State of emergency declared there. Unless you've been there, you've seen pictures. Most everybody's seen pictures of this iconic city. But unless you've been there, you can't really appreciate or understand really what is going on. It's one of the most unique places I've ever been. It's very much what you hear about it in terms of it being a romantic place to be, lots to see, lots to consider, and it is, maybe some people are using it as a bellwether for global warming and climate change. Look at this. This is what's going to happen not only to cities like Venice, but Miami will look like this in 50 years. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
Let's hope that's not the case. But at any rate, this is a big tourist spot, big, very important for the Italians. But beside that, there are several considerations here. And as the waters rise, it could change the face of the city forever. It could, if this continues anyway. State of emergency is now in effect there. Imagine you're walking around in your galoshes and they aren't high enough for you to get to where you want to go anymore. You can easily walk around in galoshes to not a lot of the city, but even in normal times. I mean, what in modern times is considered to be normal in Venice is not anything you can experience unless you've been there. I never have seen any other place in the world that I've been to that has the same sort of ambiance, if that's what you want to call it. The same reality where the city is, you know, it's water. It's built on water, in essence. The buildings don't float, however. There's a scene, I think it was from the last James Bond movie or the movie before that was shot in Venice, and they use CGI to blow up buildings and buildings collapse and stuff, and they go into the water. You remember that scene?
Yeah.
So... anyway, it's not a good situation for them under any circumstance. Let me, in a moment, I want to tell you something that happened. This really wonderful, special story. First, though, this is actually a wonderful, special story. The story about MyPillow and the new towels. You like your new towels, Victoria? What did you tell me? You got blue?
No.
Orange?
Orange. Right. Yeah, I got orange towels, yes. Oh, God. No one even makes that because that's so ugly.
Really? There are no orange towels anywhere?
Well, maybe Halloween or some, you know, Thanksgiving-themed ones. But no, orange, I just got the white set. They're very nice. Right.
I have the blue ones. A lot of my towels are blue. Towels, bath towels, hand towels, wash towels. These are all part of the new MyPillow towel pack that you can get. If you have problems with towels, every towel you feel is not drying you well, then you can find this is the opposite when it comes to the MyPillow towels. 100% cotton and made in the USA. These are all towels are manufactured here in our country, as is everything that comes from MyPillow. So my suggestion is you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials tab, which is new, at MyPillow.com. We haven't visited there for a while. Get 30% off on these amazing towels. Use the promo code DJV for these and other. Make sure use the DJV code because you can buy things at up to 66% off. The towels are brand new, and you still get 30% off them. Check it all out. Enjoy. And remember, everything is guaranteed. You get a, what is it, 60 days, I think? No, is it longer than that? No, it's 60 days. MyPillow.com, everything there. So the towels, you don't like them in 60 days, send them back. You'll like them because they actually absorb water. Duh, what a concept. MyPillow.com, code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. We do a lot during the first few days of a baby's life to make sure that they're healthy. But did you know that it's also good to check their hearing?
Earlier identification of hearing loss leads to better speech and language outcomes, better educational and better social-emotional outcomes.
Dr. Jocelyn Martin says approximately 4 out of every 1,000 babies born in the U.S. have some degree of hearing loss. Two non-invasive and painless screening tools can help identify them. With the first test, the baby listens to clicking sounds, and if the inner ear works, it sends a sound out that the technology can measure.
The second test, the automated auditory brainstem response, or AABR, is similar. The baby does not have to jump or startle or raise their hand to say, I heard it.
If hearing loss is found, parents can decide about intervention, such as hearing aids, cochlear implants, or sign language. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So this is a story about Kyle and Kara Gieselman, who live in North Andover, Massachusetts. They were enjoying a vacation at Disney World, where they visited the opening of the new Star Wars attraction. It was there when their 5-year-old daughter, Belle, was approached by a pair of strangers. After noticing Belle playing around, a guest looked at her husband and asked Kyle if Belle liked gold. And they weren't sure what she was implying. Kyle said yes and saw the woman had something in her hand that she wanted to give to Belle. They proceeded to tell Kyle how they were at the studio marking the one-year anniversary of their daughter's Make-A-Wish trip. Kara Gieselman posted this on Facebook, actually, the other day. It's gone viral all over the place. The trip they brought with their daughter on, who was dying, they bought a couple of gold Mickey Mouse rings, one for their daughter and one as a gift to a child who, in their words, was adorable like their little girl. So they saw this girl, they thought she was adorable, and they gave her the matching ring that they had given to their daughter.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, it really was kind of a sweet one of those things. They were there looking to find somebody that was like their little girl. And you all know when you go, you know, to and serve the memory of their own daughter whose name was Millie. Anyway, it's challenging. It is really you know, to have a dry eye when you see somebody. If you see a picture of, I'm sure Kara's Googled this already, of Kara Gieselman, the outfit she had on as she's holding the ring. She's a cute kid, man. Very cute kid. So that's a nice story. 10 minutes for the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's one person in the audience that recognizes this theme. I give him
you get a prize.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. All right, this is from the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, big Jack Nicholson movie from years ago. And we start our movie moment segment with Chuck Curry with this music. It's obviously something that you've subscribed to that is important, Chucker, so let us know, let us in on your fantastic thinking, that mind of yours.
Well, this day in movie history or film history, November 19th, 1975, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest hit theaters. I don't know what the screen count was, but I'm going to take a guess and say maybe 400 or 500 screens the most, because that's primarily the release pattern of movies in the 1970s. Now, films are getting released on almost 4,000 screens, which is somewhat the norm. So a very different landscape in terms of releases in between the 70s and 2019. Anyway, well, this movie went on to win the 5 major Oscars that year. Best Picture, Actress, Actor, Jack Nicholson. Louise Fletcher was awesome as a Nurse Ratchet. He played a character named Randall McMurphy. It was a terrific film. Also, Michael Douglas, coming off the TV show The Streets of San Francisco, produced it, and it gained him a lot of power in the industry. Really good movie. Okay. But here's the thing. These are the 5 movies that were nominated for Best Picture in 1975. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which won. Barry London, which is a war film by Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that amazing? I've forgotten about that. That was really
Robert Altman's Nashville.
Yeah.
Dog Day Afternoon with Al Pacino and Steven Spielberg's Jaws. What five really, really good movies. You know, Spielberg always said in interviews that he's always been bummed out that Jaws did not win the Oscar for Best Picture. I mean, if you look at the legacy of all these movies, Jaws has had the best legacy. But Cuckoo's Nest is a great movie. I did a revival a few years ago. It holds up really well. And perhaps the most entertaining performance ever by Jack Nicholson. And that's saying a lot, but it's a really good movie.
Now, I'm looking at some news here. You were in here yesterday to go through the box office totals. I don't know whether you were surprised by anything. I was surprised because I went to see Charlie's Angels. I don't know whether you did or not, but my friend Tucker is the bad guy. I thought it was lots of fun. I sent notes to a lot of my friends who were going to go see it anyway, but it didn't bring in like $9 million. They were expecting $20 million. And I noticed that Elizabeth Banks has been around. She said, I'm very proud of this. She wrote it. She directed it. She produced it. And she starred in it with some other people that are, I mean, Patrick Stewart is a good cast.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She released a statement saying that if the movie bombs, and I don't agree with what she's saying at all. She said if the film bombs, it's because men don't like to see female action heroes. That's a ridiculous statement because Captain Marvel is one of the biggest hits of this year. It did like $400 million in theaters. I love that movie. I think completely the opposite of that statement. I don't agree with it. I also think there's been articles of why the film underperformed so badly, and one of the trades said because the movie didn't deliver, the script was never really in place. But how would the public know if they didn't see the film? You have to sample a movie to know if you like it or not. People just did not sample the movie, and the question is why. And I think, to a point, a lot of the discussion we've had in the last few months about the effect of what streaming will do to theater, to the public's appetite to go out to the theater, I think it's just certain movies that have maybe, for the general public, not seen the final product of a been there, done that. Do I really need to see another Charlie's Angel movie? I would buy into that theory more than what the movie was in terms of quality, because how would people know if they didn't see the film?
You wouldn't. They didn't give it a chance. I think it's just, I'll tell you, it took in $28 million the first weekend around the world. It had a $50 million budget. Well, they'll make their money back. It just isn't going to make a lot of money. I think she's desirable. I think she's delightful. My friend, Stewart was in it also.
Yeah.
The other two angels were not people that were well known.
Right.
But there were a lot of other actors. The ladies here with me, Jennifer and, Victoria and Kara were talking about people they recognized that I didn't.
Yeah.
Good cast.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, what do you think about the Ford thing with Christian Bale and Matt Damon? Ford versus Ferrari. That's supposed to be a good take. Also,
I actually was surprised that it did over $30 million at the box office. Yeah, that's the film that surprised to the upside. So, you know, the landscape's getting harder to predict. Other box office news, Warner Brothers' Joker passed the $1 billion worldwide mark in terms of ticket sales. And that's a movie that completely went against the grain in terms of mainstream viability, but yet it hit big. So you never know.
Tom Hanks coming out with Mr. Rogers, I think, this weekend. Look forward to that. 59 past the
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.